Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. A couple things I got to remind you of. If you want to reach the show, you can do so by sending an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. Let's do a quick check of the weather. Yeah, we got weather. That's nice. Okay, good. Glad to know that. Looking at the traffic, look, it's Friday. It's California. Really? What do you want to know? It's busy. Of course it's busy. There's like 32 trillion people that live in this state. So yeah, that's how that goes. So let me tell you, I have a very, very dear friend. His name is Russ, and he works with Salem Communications. He's one of the people that brought me into radio, and that's why if you want to blame somebody, you can kind of blame Russ. It's okay by me. And he sent me a book, and the book is called Healed, Healthy, and Whole, How We Beat Cancer Through Integrative Therapies and Essential Healing Strategies. And it's by Marion M. Pyle, and her husband, Russell, and her are with us in studio. So first of all, thank you for coming to the studio.
Thank you for having us here. It's a pleasure.
And this book, it's a short book, and when I say short, you know, it's like 140 pages or thereabouts, is a fascinating read about life interrupted. And it's really, if you really think about this, I mean, as I'm reading it, it starts off in the beginning, and as Marion is writing about her and Russell, I mean, she's talking about their friendship, and the first thing I thought of was my wife and I. It's like, okay, I'm hooked here, because this is me, this is how I feel about my wife, and she feels about me. And then, as they've been moving on together, journeying together, something happened. What happened?
In 2012, we got the news that nobody wants to get, which is your spouse, you know, in this case, Russell, had bladder cancer. He was diagnosed with a very malevolent form of bladder cancer, and the doctor said that there was a 95% chance he'd have to have his bladder out to save his life, and things got very serious very quickly. In the blink of an eye, our life just changed.
I would think that kind of news for a couple, especially a couple that has a great relationship, good, you know, friendship, and then good relationship, devastated. It had to be, right?
Yeah, for both of us. Maybe more for her than even for me, because she's watching it and I'm living it. And it seems like sometimes watching a loved one go through it is sometimes a bad or worse in a lot of cases than
yeah, that's a great point. That's an excellent point, Russell, because you're pointing out that, hey, sometimes when you have to observe it, it's even harder because you almost even feel more helpless because you can't do anything. Right?
That's why I think she could write she's a good writer and could write such a compelling story about what I went through.
Yeah, that's just, I mean, and you're both Christians, so this is not,
absolutely.
I want to make sure everybody understands, this is not you guys going, now we need to get faith or something. You guys are
not at all.
Deep in faith, deep connected to one another. It's just, boom, the news that would change your life.
That's right.
Amen.
But when something like that happens, that is when the rubber meets the road about your faith. You know, first thing you do is look up and go, Lord, where are you taking
me? Now what?
What are you doing? What's happening? I mean, you have to turn to him.
I've read the book, so I kind of know, but I'm curious in kind of a deeper level. The first week of this whole thing, was it just like, I want to say this, like a cloud?
Yeah.
Just literally hanging over?
Well, we didn't know whether, when you hear cancer, you think death. And that's the first thing that came to my mind. And I've been on prayer teams where I prayed for people. And they died. So I had the faith that God could heal, but does he always? No. And would he? And yes, there was quite a cloud until we really got the confirmation from God that yes, he was going to heal this. It was going to take a little bit of time, very short, actually.
Right.
But he was going to heal.
Let me ask you this, Russell, just real quickly. Were you prepared in your mind if you thought obviously you thought these thoughts, this could be the end, you know, this, I'm in this earthly journey. Were you in some ways prepared in your spirit to go, okay, you know, if this is where the door the Lord wants me to step through, if it does become that, before you made the decision to pursue healing and before the Lord gave you a green light, so we're going to get you through this, were you ready?
I think in that week I got ready. I don't think I was ready at that moment.
Probably didn't think it through all the way.
And no, then you're going just deep blasted with this news, and you go, get this thing out of me.
Wow. And were you, Mary, were you ready? I mean, you know what I'm saying by that? And I don't mean that in the wrong way. I want you guys to understand what I'm saying. It's you're going to go through it, and the Lord gave the grace, and you're going to go after it, and the Lord blessed you and got you through it. But in that first week, were you going, okay, Lord, if that's what it's going to be?
No, I went into warrior mode, and I went, no way.
So you went instantly, right?
I went into warrior mode and went, Lord, you and I, we're going to do this. We're going to work together, but no. No, okay, too so soon. You, this is not
like,
it. Absolutely not. That's warrior mode. Absolutely
okay.
not.
All right. Now here's,
and she is a prayer warrior.
Yeah. Well, you read the book. You kind of get the idea of what's going on. Yeah, I mean, you get a great flavor. And what I really like about the book, and I want people to know, you can get it. It's you guys got it on Zulon Press, I think, and you can get it from Amazon or anybody
Absolutely.
Else. Is that correct?
Amazon,
on
the website.
Yeah. And also have the website, right?
Yeah.
It's healed, healthy, and whole. And is
.com.
.com. So you can go directly there and get it.
Right.
But when you read this book, the first thing I like is I'm an avid reader, but I really like short chapters. It's like one of my worst. It's the worst thing about me is like, you know, when I read a really long chapter, we do Bible study stuff and we're going to do this book this time. And it's like, you're like, yeah. It's like, hey, I've learned to read through all of Leviticus. I've learned to do all that process, but don't make me do this in material I don't have to read. Right. Kind of attitude. So it's a great, easy, simple read.
You're not the first one to say that.
That's probably true. What was the first call to action that the two of you united on and became one in? What's the first thing you did as a couple said, okay, bam, here's our first together moment. Now we're going to do this together to fight.
Well, I know that the first thing we did is fall on our knees before the Lord. That's the first thing. Yeah. But I don't want to give the impression to your audience that the only thing we did is pray and we got saved. You know, we got healed because we prayed. We did a whole list of strategies that approach the body, the mind, the spirit, and the emotions, right? But at that point, the first thing we did is fall on our face before the Lord. We put out a prayer call to our prayer teams, to our family, and said, we're facing something that is really huge and it's unknown. The prognosis is horrible. The odds are against us. We need help.
Right.
So pray, join us in prayers. So that was the first thing we did. Yeah.
Okay, so the call to action was to, now we're going to talk about the integrated different approaches that you guys took, and we're going to do that in the next segment. But I want you to, you know, people to get first, because one of the things people do is they get into a situation, and what's the last thing they do after they've done everything else? Well, now we'll pray.
Now
it's
we'll
like,
pray.
No, it's like, no. You pray first. You know, and sometimes we'll talk about it. If you really get into Jonah, he was in the fish for a little while. Then he prayed. And I've told people time and time again, I think as the fish is swallowing me, that's the time,
it's the time to pray.
That's
right.
I'm praying. Like I got one leg in, one leg out. It's the hokey pokey. I got to get out of this thing. And so that's the time to pray. We're going to take our break here, come back, and then we're going to talk about some of the different approaches you guys took. And you're going to be hanging out for a while, so it's all good. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. We're going to take a short break and come right back. Don't go anywhere.
You should.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
The city of San Diego is in a drought alert and new water rules are in effect. Please conserve and water landscapes only 3 days a week. Let's work together to waste no water. Learn more about water use restrictions at wastenowater.org.
Have you noticed creepy little scratching noises in your attic or walls? Ever think you heard something, but you weren't quite sure? You, my friend, very likely have a rat problem. Yes, I said rats. People who have them often aren't sure about it or never even notice. Rats are often overlooked until the problem gets way out of hand or until someone gets sick. Rats breed like crazy, carry diseases, and even if you don't see one, their droppings and urine can be a huge health disaster. Is your skin a little more itchy than it should be? Call All Pest Pros and get your home checked. If your suspicions are verified, they'll get rid of them. All Pest Pros specializes in rat detection, elimination, and prevention. Rats can get into your walls, air ducts, and start huge nests in your attic insulation. Who knows what you're breathing in? For your family's health and your peace of mind, call All Pest Pros now at 619-212-7912. Call for your free, no-obligation rat inspection. New customers get $150 off rodent proofing. 619-212-7912. 619-212-7912.
This is Albert Moeller for townhall.com. Just a few weeks ago, California's Department of Managed Health Care ordered all insurance providers to immediately begin to offer full coverage for elective abortion. Seven churches in California are now filing a complaint with the Department of Health and Human Services because they are being compelled to provide insurance coverage for elective abortions. It's worth noting that we're talking not only about the employee covered by the insurance, but for qualified dependents as well. This is yet another example of erotic liberty triumphing over religious liberty, and in this case, we're also seeing abortion rights triumph over religious liberty rights. The pattern is not altogether new, but the examples are getting more and more egregious. This development in California is not, in the long term, just about California. It's not just about these churches. It's about every single church in all 50 states, and it's about the tightening of the noose of religious liberty. I'm Albert Moeller.
This townhall.com commentary is brought to you by the Salem Radio Network.
Mark Larson and Tony Ramirez for Singing Hills Memorial Park.
Tony, when we talk about the hard, cold facts, the death rate in San Diego County, it's pretty specific, isn't it?
Yes, sir. It's 100% just like it is anywhere else.
Yeah, so you can't get around that. I mean, eventually, this is something you got to deal with. And we always talk about why it's important to get with Singing Hills Memorial Park to work on pre-arrangement, pre-need, not when something's just happened. It's a whole lot less stressful to do it in advance. You could save some money, too, right?
Yes, sir. You sure do. I commend you and your wife, because the question that we ask all the time is, if there was a death yesterday, what would you be doing today?
Yeah, it'd be so stressful. And this way, you make it so that your loved ones don't have to handle all these kind of details. And again, you save money setting it up in advance. Talk to the great folks like Tony at Singing Hills Memorial Park. Take a free tour. You'll be glad you did. Singing Hills Memorial Park, 619-444-3000.
Singing Hills Memorial Park.
Singing Hills Memorial Park, 619-444-3000.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. If you're just joining us, we're hanging out with Marion and Russell Pyle, who have written a book called Healed, Healthy, and Whole, How to Beat Cancer with Integrative Therapies and Essential Healing Strategies. And we're kind of just talking about it from this normal Christian fellowship point of view, because guys who are in their 40s, 50s, or 60s can come across what Russell came across in a heartbeat and not even realize what's going on. And so to me, it's fascinating, being my 50s, to hear how a couple that's loving one another, connected to one another, connected to the Lord, how you responded, how you acted, and so on and so forth. So again, I appreciate both of you being here and taking the time. Let's pick it up. And what we were talking about last segment is the idea that you guys made the decision to go through prayer. You had people praying. You had your prayer networks going. You also had, you were telling me off break, an experience where you went to one meeting where it really kind of maybe gave you directions.
It did. I knew that I really didn't, I didn't have enough faith for what really needed to be happening for Russell. And I went to a pastor who I study with once a month. He comes from out of town, and he holds a meeting for people who are in the entertainment industry, as Russell and I are. And I went to him, and I spoke to his wife and he after the meeting, and I explained to them what the situation was. And I said, I'm on my knees, and I am just a jellyfish right now. I just need to know, is God going to heal Russell? I just need an answer from God. I need some direction, and I can't. I've been pressing in my quiet time, and we've been praying together, and I just need to know. They both started ministering to me, and I kid you not, I had a supernatural experience, is the only way I can explain it, where I really felt the Spirit of God fall on me as the pastor was praying for me. And I felt this entire blueprint was downloaded into my spirit, where the Lord really said to me, you can beat this, but you are going to have to become a person you aren't yet. You are going to have to be absolutely unwavering. You're going to have to put on your armor in a way you never have before. And you're going to have to believe and with faith that I'm going to heal Russell, but you have to be unwavering. And you know what? You could fail. So this is in your corner. I will work with you, but you need to believe me. If you trust me, we'll work this out together. So it was like one step at a time. And he also said, it's not going to be one big, I'm going to touch him and he's going to be healed. It will be one battle at a time, one step. And that's exactly what happened over the next few months. We didn't see immediate healing. We had many setbacks, and our faith was tested again and again. But I went home that night. Absolutely. I walked in a jellyfish, as I said, and I walked out a warrior. Absolutely. And I went home to Russell and I sat down and I said, it's a done deal. We are going to beat this. And he believed. I felt the spirit just fall on him too. And he just really came alive with this. And we both just, our faith ignited. And we just joined as one from that moment on. And we didn't waver. David, we didn't. I mean, we had good days and bad days, but we didn't waver. We just believed that no matter what it looked like, God was going to heal us. And he did. Praise God.
That's great, man. That's great material. What, Russell, what did you think when she said, sit down, sit down, sit down. Guess what? We're winning.
We're winning. Well, I'm an optimistic person. Mm-hmm. And so I came at it believing that maybe he was going to do this. So hearing this news was just absolutely glorious to say, okay, now I know that the battle is not fruitless. And I would have gone at it that way anyway, but knowing that he said to her, it's going to be this way. And then that was confirmed in my own spirit as I got into scripture and he gave me scriptures to strengthen me in the walk through this.
Yeah, that's cool. That's very cool. All right, let's get to the heart. I want to get kind of to the heart. Because one of the things that you guys have experienced that you believe the Lord has led you to is an understanding that it's an integrated approach where you do have prayer, but there's other elements that went with the prayer. Give me some ideas on some of those other elements.
Well, some of the scary statistics are that the American Cancer Society says 1 in 3 women and 1 in 2 men are going to get cancer during their lifetime. So in our lifetime, half of the population of this country is supposedly open to getting cancer. So when we were faced with this, we went to these conventional doctors and they said, no, Russell will probably have 95% chance the bladder has to come out. And it's so bad, his cancer is so bad, it won't even respond to chemo. It won't even respond to chemo. Now, that's a traditional therapy, chemo and radiation. So we were forced, and it turned out to be an absolute blessing in disguise, to look into alternative therapies. And as we began to communicate with our network, God bless the body of Christ. You know, God has deposited in the body of Christ wisdom from everyone who has the Holy Spirit. They have the mind of Christ. And so we've found within just our community of friends, people said, go here, talk to this doctor, read this book, make this call, go to this website. And slowly we began to piece together the plan. And we found this entire universe. And we're now on a mission to tell the world about it, that integrative therapies actually are having more success than conventional therapies in treating people. And the definition of integrative is a combination of alternative and conventional, because Russell did do surgery, but he didn't do the traditional radiation and chemo afterwards. He just did surgery. But the alternatives, actually, neither side has all the answers, but combined, they're very powerful. So we went through the surgery, but then we also adopted about 8 different other therapies to do with nutrition. Some of them were very kind of Star Trek-y because we used some technology that I'm happy to get into and explain that was very, very effective. And within a matter of months, his cancer disappeared. And I have to tell you, this last Monday, he had a 6-month checkup, and it's been 2 years now, and he's just
still cancer-free.
Cancer-free.
So here's the first thing I want to say, because we're gonna break in about three minutes, because I don't want you to get, because I don't want to have to miss any of the story. When people hear alternative, or you know, alternative medicine, they think, oh, you know, some guy's sticking me with needles and, you know, twirling me in a spinner or something. I mean, that's, you know, no. what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying.
Herbs and supplements
The guy's, you know, he's from a foreign country and he's dropping like one of those leeches on you. It's like, whoa.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. The leeches.
And it's like, you're talking about, when you're talking about integrated, you're also talking about nutrition as part of that integration, right?
Yes. Nutrition. I'll tell you, there's also a natural form of chemotherapy called vitamin C. Would you believe it? Vitamin C is called it's called the nature's chemotherapy. You combine vitamin C, David, with oxygen therapy, which we'll be happy to explain more. It becomes hydrogen peroxide in the body. It's absolutely lethal to cancer, and it doesn't hurt any of your healthy cells whatsoever. So alternative therapies are non-toxic, they're non-invasive, they actually treat the whole body, they treat the whole person, not just the tumor, because cancer isn't the problem. Cancer is the result, it's a symptom. So you don't get cancer because you're sick. You're sick, and then you get cancer. That's why you get cancer.
Ah, that's interesting.
So if you take out the tumor, then congratulations. You know, we thought the same thing. They took out the tumor, the cancer was free. But it's not. He still had cancer lurking. And people who have tumors removed but don't treat the reason they got it, the cancer will come back.
It returns. That's why it comes back. All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to break here. And what we'll do is come back and we're going to do another segment. And then what I want to talk about is keep on going in this direction. Plus, I want to give people access to the book so they can know again how to get it. Plus, I just want to hear some of the wrapping up of the, you know, you guys are a wonderful couple, and it's great to see you, and you can tell you're very happy. You've done very successful in beating this, and it's just a great testimony from a brother and a sister, and it's an awesome time. So don't, if you turn that radio knob, you're not so smart. How about that? Oh, that was mean. Well, some days. Anyway, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. Coming right back. Don't go anywhere.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
The Team Kia of El Cajon Vow of Assurance. It's their commitment to excellence and it's car buying with the customer in mind, giving you peace of mind. Visit teamkiaofelcajon.com.
Hi, I'm John Goodell.
And I'm Paige Sturgeon.
We're inviting you to our new program, Firm Foundations, 3 p.m. Saturdays here on KPRZ.
Your house is much more than just a building. It becomes a home where you build a family.
Home is about relationship. It's about relationship between you and God, you and your spouse, your family, community, churches, schools, and other organizations. Join us for great guests and conversation.
Firm Foundations, Saturdays at 3 p.m. on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
Hi, I'm Donna, and I'm a mentor, host, home provider with California Mentors Family Home Agency. If you have an extra bedroom and want to make a real difference in your community, open your home to an adult with a developmental disability who might not have the opportunity to live with a loving family like yours. Call a California Mentor recruiter today who can share more about this special program. You'll get all the ongoing support you need and a generous monthly stipend. Call a California Mentor recruiter today at 1-855-MENTOR-2 or go online at mentorswanted.com.
My family's safety is my responsibility. Lord forbid anything were to happen while I'm away. So my wife and I decided to get a home security system. The best advice came from an ex-cop buddy who said he had a Vivint home security system. So we went with Vivint. Anyway, about a week later, I was traveling. It was late, and I got that feeling. You know, like I should check on my family? So I connected to my Vivint home security system from my smartphone. My security camera showed everything was okay. But my oldest forgot to lock the back door and set the alarm. No worries. I armed the system and locked the doors right from my smartphone. Bottom line, with Vivint, I worry way less.
Get Vivint Home Security, winner of Consumer Digest's Best Buy Award for its advanced security. Call and get up to $1,800 in security equipment at no charge. That's $1,800 in security equipment at no charge. Call 800-407-1052. That's 800-407-1052. 800-407-1052.
Restrictions apply. 48 or 60-month agreement at minimum $68 per month and activation fee required. Not available in Louisiana. See Vivint.com for license numbers.
My name is Gaetano Giacalone, CEO of Current Solar Contracting.
And I'm his wife, Brittany, who just had a beautiful baby girl, Brielle Maria Giacalone.
Honestly, it's the best thing that's ever happened to us. One of the things we wanted to do was to thank all the KPRZ listeners.
Our business has grown a lot lately, and we're very, very thankful.
So we wanted to pay it forward. Current Solar Contracting will donate $100 for every in-home consultation booked for the first 20 homeowners and $500 for every contract signed to Toys for Joy right here in San Diego.
Especially having a newborn baby, we really wanted to give back to the kids. They're so cute and they deserve to have a great experience. And what better way to pay it through Toys for Joy?
Help us reach our goal of $10,000 by December 13, 2014. Let's give back. Let's give joy to those who need it most, the kids.
Join the Current Solar family and help put a smile on a child's face. Call 619-272-0303 or visit currentsolarsd.com. Right, baby Ellie?
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Quick reminder, if you want to reach the show, you can send an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. If you don't know what email is, they've invented dirt. Also, checking the weather, that's all right. You know, I mean, for San Diego, it's like, you know, the little sun peeking through. And then traffic is... Okay, so that's me talking. That's how I do that. That's how I do weather and traffic.
We got weather.
Okay. We've been hanging out, having a great time with Marion and Russell Pyle, who have written a book called Healed, Healthy, and Whole, How We Beat Cancer with Integrative Therapies and Essential Healing Strategies. I read the book before they came down. It was sent to me by my good friend Russ up in Camarillo, Salem Way. And one of my favorite portions, I'll just we'll kind of get to it, is in the about the not the middle of the book, but maybe three quarters in. There's this part where Russell is just having a you're having a hard time, aren't
yep.
you? You're having a hard
yeah,
time.
Yeah.
And then the Lord kind of brings you back.
Yes.
Is the way I would say
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
There was about two moments and that I just fell apart. The one was, well, we've got the tumor, but that's not all. Oh, my gosh. And then the second one was, we've got a I thought we were all healed. I thought we was everything was good. We'd had prayer. The Lord said we're going to heal you. And then I go and have a biopsy of four sites, and two of them are still malignant. And I just fell apart for a day,
mm-hmm.
actually just a day. And by the next morning, I had been revived. I started back into Scripture, and I said, okay, you promised, so here I'm back. But that moment of that day was really hard. And she supported me a lot
yeah.
during that moment in trying in helping me try to see my way back to where I belonged.
Yeah. I think why it struck me as I was reading it was just an identity marker. I could just see myself go through a process like this and then see myself go through a process like that. Yeah. You know, like you have that moment you're like going, oh, and you know, for me, I would, you know, I mean, probably the third tongue might come out, but you know, it's like one of those kind of like, kind of, and I just love that you came back and the Lord brought you back. And it's really probably mostly through the Holy Spirit and the Word of God, just yes. kind of just mixing into you and reviving.
You have that. I went through the moments of the whispering in the ear. Yeah. You're not going to make this. You know, this is not true. This is not going to happen. The Lord really say that? Remember, does it sound
yeah.
familiar?
Yeah, it does sound familiar.
And
good.
Only Scripture would pull me out of that.
Yeah, that's good. All right. Now, Marion, I want to hit on that this is becoming a mission for you guys.
And
if we had more time, we'd just unwrap it piece by piece and it'd be great, but it's radio. You gotta go fast. So it's like one of those things is in the mission is you want people to get the book, right? So we want them to go to healedhealthyandwhole.com. Listen to what I said, folks. Healed, healthy, and whole, WHOLE, just in case you're missing that, .com. Pick up the book, get an idea of what we're talking about, get an idea of what this material is, what. And then it's also they can get it on Amazon. I guess they can if they want to. I mean, people, yes. Some people are just like, no, Amazon.
Barnes & Noble is fine.
Barnes & Noble. And anything like that. What is the big message here? What's the big, big message? Because you guys, you're making your mission. You're going to even try and get involved in having seminars and having different classes teaching people just to help people fight against it. What's the big message?
The big message is, number one, faith in God and God's goodness is vital in people's healing. Number two, so never lose your faith in God. God is not giving people cancer. We live in a toxic environment. There's all kinds of reasons why we're getting cancer, but God is there to help us. That's number one. Number two, cancer is not just a disease of the body. It's a disease of the spirit, the soul, I mean, and the mind, as well as the emotions. So when you look for treatment, you have to treat all those four areas. And that is what integrative therapy does. And number three, if you did nothing in your life but change your nutrition can help you get well and get healed from cancer. It's about 80% of the treatment that people can do. So change it. And the book is full of what to eat and what not to eat. Our website's full of what to eat and what not to eat. And so somebody who says, well, I can't afford those treatments. Okay, but you can afford to change your diet. You can afford to look at your lifestyle, look at your stress levels. And lifestyle is a huge contributor to cancer and conditions for cancer. So this book is about how you prevent cancer and how you can heal from cancer. But it's also our personal story about faith.
Yeah.
Because God came through for us, and oh my God, did he. We adore him. We give him the glory. We wrote this book to give God glory and to help people. Those were the two reasons.
Yeah. Getting cancer is not a death sentence, and that's what we have to see. It is not a death sentence.
I'll tell you folks later. it's great. It's just a great story. It's touching. It's connecting. And really encourage people to process through this healed, healthy, and whole. And Russell and Mary, you guys have done just a great job. If you want to, I'm sure they can get information by just going to the website. Make contact with you, especially if they're a person that is struggling with this and thinking, I don't have any solutions. I don't know what to do. It's like, no. There are some solutions. There are things to do. It is not necessarily over. Let's take that step back that we were talking about earlier in the show, and let's walk with the Lord in it and see what the Lord brings around the corner. Remember, you don't know what tomorrow brings, but you can know who brings tomorrow. I mean, that's the key, right?
Amen.
Wonderful job. You guys did a wonderful job. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ 1210. I can't even talk. 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. We're coming right back.
Someone who needs me, someone I've needed so long.
For once, tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
The Team Kia of El Cajon vow of assurance. It's their commitment to excellence and it's car buying with the customer in mind, giving you peace of mind. Visit teamkiaofelcajon.com.
How is your retirement account looking? Or how about your savings account? If you're tired of watching your family's financial future disappear and are left wondering why your money manager can't seem to keep it from happening, then come learn how to take control of your own finances. Since the Bible teaches to lay aside for your grandchildren, you need a way to do just that. Attend our two-day course and learn the system that pastor and businessman David Mitchell developed based on principles found in the Bible, along with his solid background in trading in the stock market. You can learn this system just like thousands of others have across the country. Be the person that your great-grandchildren will be talking about. New venture on Wall Street. Build your legacy.
Attend our live event, coming to the Courtyard Mission Valley Hotel Circle, December 5th and 6th. Full money-back guarantee. To register, call 877-907-TRADE. That's 877-907-TRADE. Or go to nvows.com. That's nvows.com.
Chris George, General Manager, Team Kia of El Cajon. Chris, what does Team Kia of El Cajon mean to you?
I wanted to do business in a town and in a community that I live in, I go to church in, my kids go to school in. We know the teachers, we know the families. So any day you walk in that store, somebody in there knows somebody that goes to church at Foothills or goes to church at Shadow Mountain or Skyline.
Go to teamkiaofelcajon.com today. Tell them KPRZ sent you and get a free tire rotation, brake inspection, and alignment quick check. Do you want to make a difference while earning extra income? Do you have an extra bedroom that's unused? Make your house a home for someone special. California Mentor is passionate about matching adults with special needs with loving families like yours. Bring your heart and your home while earning a generous monthly stipend. For more information, go to mentorswanted.com or call 855-MENTOR-2. That's 855-MENTOR-2. 855-636-8672.
If you had a chance to stop paying your mortgage and turn your home equity into tax-free cash, well, why wouldn't you? The new reverse mortgage gives you that chance, and savvy homeowners are jumping at this life-changing opportunity to redefine their retirement. Mehran Aram, my friend who's the CEO and founder of the Aramco Group, one of only a handful of certified reverse mortgage professionals in the nation, answers all your questions on the newly inspired reverse mortgage at his free educational workshop, Thursday, December 4th, 6 p.m. at the Crown Plaza Hotel in San Diego. What's your mortgage payment now? Hundreds? Thousands? Use that money instead for something you've dreamed about. Regulations change soon, so don't put this off. If you and your spouse are over 62 years of age, get your seat reserved today and ask about the Retirement Protection Package from Aramco. Call 866-600-1130 or aramco.biz. Retire with confidence. Trust with confidence. Trust Aramco. Aramco.biz.
DRE number 01853626 and MLS number 277316.
The holidays are almost here. Soon there'll be guests and gatherings, so now's the time to get your carpets cleaned. Call Zero Res today. Old carpet cleaning uses nasty chemicals, leaving residue that attracts dirt, so your carpets soon look dingy. Zero Res uses empowered alkaline water without the residue. The water is so clean, you can drink it. For the holidays, Zero Res is asking KPRZ listeners to share the warmth. During November, get 3 rooms cleaned for only $129. And if you donate a new or lightly used blanket, you get a 4th room free. Call 858-486-4100 for this amazing deal. Only $129 for 3 rooms. And get a 4th room free by donating a blanket. Commercial customers get free on-site quotes. Schedule online at ZeroSanDiego.com. Hurry! Spots are filling up fast. Call 858-486-4100 now. When it comes to cleaner carpets, everyone says use Zero Res.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California, which is much better than Cleveland, Ohio, but I'm just saying. Let me just say, what a great, great interview we just did with Russell and Marion Powell. That was a great, great fun. And it's really some material that, oh, that just really, really touched me when I read the book. So I'm gonna kind of promote that for them and encourage you to participate with them. And there's some really cool things that are going to be coming down the road as well. Let me say this real quickly, though. This segment is being brought to you by Genesis Recovery and our good friends at Genesis Recovery San Diego. We just had them in studio yesterday. Another fabulous job sharing their testimonies. When Paul was sharing his testimonies, really great stuff. They did a wonderful, wonderful presentation of the fact that they're helping people find redemption and sobriety. Helping guys who have lost a big part of their lives or are enslaved by drugs and alcohol to find life again. And what I love about Genesis Recovery is the hardest cases, the ones that you think, no way, that person's never coming back from that, they help those people come back. And it's just like, how cool is that? For any of us to be a part of that, yes and amen is what I would say. 619-797-7319. 619-797-7319. You know, you can go to search engine, you can go to GenesisRecoverySanDiego.com, or you just type in Genesis Recovery San Diego in a search engine. You'll get all the information that you need right there. I also want to make a quick announcement because at Maranatha Chapel, I love that. It's actually at the Maranatha Christian School, I should say that, at 9050 Maranatha Drive. Don't ask me why I do that. I think it's funny. They are doing a movie, and they're doing a movie, free movie on Saturday, which is tomorrow, for those that don't know, from 6 p.m. to 9:30, which is cool stuff. They're doing the Chronicles of Narnia. And they're telling people, bring a picnic blanket, beach chairs, watch the movie, bring food, or you can buy from the food trucks. They're going to have food trucks. It's like, how cool is that? You don't need a reservation. You know, anything like that. If you want to get more information, you go to MaranathaChristianSchools.org. Free movie. If you're thinking, I'd like to take kids to a movie, nice Christian setting. It'll be 6 to 9:30. There'll be food there. You can bring food. It's like either way, just have a good time. Go check it out. It should be lots of fun. We highly encourage participating in fellowship in elements like that. All right. There's a lot that I want to get to on the DDDs, not the least of which is some of the materials that I've been talking on, the Beatitudes. Really kind of important. But I want to pull out another DDD that's coming from Matthew chapter 20. And it's a very important portion because it really teaches about the persistence of faith that all of us need to get a hold of. Okay? We all need to grab hold of this. Matthew chapter 20, verses 29 through 32. Matthew chapter 20. Verses 29 through 32, and it says this: as Jesus and his disciples were leaving Jericho, a large crowd followed him. Two blind men were sitting by the roadside, and when they heard that Jesus was going by, they shouted, "Lord, Son of David, have mercy on us." The crowd rebuked them and told them to be quiet, but they shouted all the louder, "Lord, Son of David, have mercy on us." Jesus stopped and called them. "What do you want me to do for you?" he asked. Now, I want to point out to you how intense this portion really is. I think it gets by a few people. First of all, you have two blind men, and they're sitting by the roadside. And they're hearing that Jesus is walking by. Now, I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but when you lose one of your senses, it does tend to increase the sensitivity of your other senses. So they're hearing what's taking place, that Jesus was going by. And, you know, when Jesus was going by, they didn't all walk in a singular line like you're told to do at school. And they didn't all, nobody talk in line. This is not what's going on, folks. Jesus is walking by. He's been healing people. He's been touching people. And it's a large crowd that's going with him. And there's a lot of noise and a lot of murmuring. And people probably going, "Did you see when he did this? Did you see when he did that? Oh, must be the Messiah. He must be the one. He must be the one that's to come." And so what did they do is they are hearing, and the two blind men are hearing that Jesus is going by. And they cried out. Now, after hearing that Jesus, most likely healing people, his reputation is spreading through the community, they're finding out about it. They're probably thinking, "Oh my, he might be able to help us." And they cry out to him. I want you to catch this right away. They acknowledge him, by the way, "Lord, Son of David." That's, by the way, a distinction for Messiah. Lord, Son of David. No question they're calling him the Messiah right there. "Have mercy on us." Guess what happened? The crowd, the people who are following Jesus, they're like, "Quiet, don't talk, shh. Oh, you be quiet over there, blind people." It's like, the people that were following Jesus, because it was amazing because he's the Messiah, were telling these blind people to be quiet. They rebuked him. Here's what the blind people did. "I'm not going to let you stand in between me and Jesus." They cried out all the louder. They shouted out all the more. They went even harder into the faith. They went even more persistence. They made even more commitment. I want you to understand something. They had a determination. We were just talking with Marion and with Russell Pyle about their determination. They made this determination. They faced setbacks. They faced obstacles. But they were like, "No, we're going to press forward. We're going to go. We're not going to quit. There's going to be a persistence to our faith. And they're not going to give up." So they shout all the louder. They're crying out more. "No, Jesus, help us. Jesus, help us." There are times when you and I, we are encountering a fight, spiritual fight. And we fight our way through. And we come into an obstacle and then we just like go, "Oh." But you know what? We need to cry out all the louder. We need to shout even louder. Like these blind men. We need to be people who don't give up, who don't quit. You know when you should quit? Never. How about that? Just put that in the old, what? No, don't quit. You know, "Well, I'm trying to get in shape, but I failed, so I'm not going to try anymore." Wrong. Keep trying. Do it with the Lord. Do what you do with the Lord. Have a partnership with God. You know, with you and the Lord, that partnership, it's unstoppable what you could do. There's nothing you can't do, because with God, everything is possible. With God. Now, apart from God, everything's not possible. But with God, everything's possible. So these blind men were told to shut up, to be quiet, to sit down, to step to the side. And they cried out all the louder, "Lord, Son of David," again calling him Messiah, "have mercy on us. Don't walk by us without paying attention to us. Take notice of us. We're blind, but we're loud. Listen to us." And you know what Jesus does? He's like, stop the crowd. Everybody stop. These guys are exerting something that I want to see in all my believers, a persistence and a sincere faith that is not willing to give up. And then Jesus is like, "What do you want me to do for you?" Now, I always find that question bizarre, and you have to forgive me for this. This is where I lose my mind, and my mind kind of lowers down into the wrong places. But it's like they're two blind guys. They're shouting out for Jesus. What do you want me to do? Well, of course, I want you to pray. I want you to heal us. I want you to pray for us and heal us. And as we find out, as it goes further into the passage, they end up following Jesus once they're healed. I just think it's important that we take an attitude from time to time in the way that we approach things, that you don't just, oh, it's an obstacle. Oh, I can't do it. I got to quit. You can't really do that. You can't give up that easily. You can't quit that fast. You got to be like the blind men. Even if the crowd shouts you down, you cry out all the more. You don't let people stand in between you and the Lord. You push forward to God. You know, maybe you're a person who likes to worship. Maybe you're a person that likes to get involved in music. And somebody says, well, you're not good enough. Well, you know what? You might be good enough for you and the Lord. And maybe the Lord enjoys you playing. So you push forward. Maybe you won't be, you know, the most famous singer in the world. But you might honor your God with the gift that he gave you in your heart. You might think of it in those terms. It's a good way to think of it. All right, folks. Well, we're going to come back, and then we're going to do our Facebook post. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Coming right back.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
The 2014 Honda Accord is once again the most popular car in America. Test drive one today at your Honda dealers of San Diego County. Don't miss the best prices of the season. Visit sdhondadealers.com.
Many of us believers still get stuck or caught up in certain sins and behaviors that are destructive. Hey, David Spoon here. In 36 years of being a Christian, I've learned a few things. And at times, we need extra help to break through the slavery of addictions. When I first met Tommy Hawthorne from Genesis Recovery, we immediately connected because his heart to help those in the bondage of addiction was genuine. The people of Genesis Recovery work with the most difficult cases, and they help the walking wounded get a new start, a new beginning. Redemption and sobriety are their weapons, and the battles are being won every day.
Hi, my name is Tommy Hawthorne. I'm the executive director at Genesis Recovery San Diego. If you'd like to help us reach and equip those at the brink, consider joining our mission. You can donate goods and services or sponsor a scholarship with a financial donation, and we can always use your prayers. You can contact me directly at 619-797-7319 or go to our website at genesisrecoverysandiego.com. Give the gift of freedom and set the captives free. In Jesus' name.
I had over $42,000 in credit card debt. I was in over my head. I found myself charging expenses like groceries and gas just to make my monthly payments. My credit cards were almost maxed out. That's when I found Christian Credit Counselors.
Unfortunately, Jamie's situation is not unique. Across America, many people have found themselves relying on credit cards to get through tough times, a job loss, medical expenses, or other unexpected financial hardships. Christian Credit Counselors has been there. We understand, and we are here to help. Our debt management program can help you consolidate your bills, lower your monthly payments and interest rates, stop late fees and creditor calls, and reduce debt faster. Call today, 1-800-557-1985. As a nonprofit organization, your freedom from debt is our number one priority. It's one monthly payment that works for you. It's debt consolidation you can trust. Call us today to begin your journey to financial freedom. 1-800-557-1985 or visit www.christiancreditcounselors.org.
KPRZ has teamed up with trustworthy businesses in your area to bring you the Honey-Do List. One click connects you with KPRZ's experts for pest control, heating and air, home improvement, maintenance, repair, and more. Find licensed contractors you can trust. Visit KPRZ.com and click on the Honey-Do List banner for professionals in pest control, home comfort systems, roofing, solar, and more. Click the KPRZ Honey-Do List because we want you to be comfortable in your home and with who you let in your home. Brought to you by All Pest Pros. If you have rats or termites, All Pest Pros has the solution. Specializing in no tent, no move out, and no poisonous gas treatments. You stay home while they do the work. Stop the rats and control the termites. Call All Pest Pros for a free inspection and get 10% off. 619-212-7912. 619-212-7912. Call All Pest Pros at 619-212-7912.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. I'm telling you, I cannot remember a week that has gone by faster regarding shows. I mean, it's just like boom, 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 boom. It's incredible. Really had a good time. All right. So there's a couple things to tell you. We were able to tell you about the movie. We were able to tell you about our sponsors, talk about some different things along those lines. We've got a couple of really interesting interviews coming up next week. As you know, we had the one interview with the Law Center with Dean Broyles. Broyles or Broyles? Broyles. And the case in Encinitas. We have another one of those situations coming up next week with an attorney who's going to be dealing with another case where the Christian faith is being kind of hatcheted right in front of our eyes. So we're going to be talking about that. We'll set it up more on Monday. So we've got some other big interviews, some big things taking place, very exciting. But as we typically do on the very last segment of the David Spoon Experience, we are going to do our Facebook post because that's what the Lord wants me to do. It's the best answer I can give you. I think that's what the Lord wants me to do. That's what we're going to do. Here's what it is. The Facebook post is 1 Corinthians 13:7. Oh, look at this. I'm hearing it. There it is. Oh, see, that's discomforting. That makes me feel. That's like good lasagna. Right there. Nice job. Thank you very much. So, by the way, for those that don't know, filling in today for the entire crew, our very own Heather Lloyd, doing a fabulous job. Master of all things, including board operation, right?
Is that, and running two stations.
At the same time, you must be tired.
I have my track shoes on.
Okay, there you go. All right. 1 Corinthians 13:7. This is what it says. And oh, by the way, these are always fun. Love never gives up, never loses faith, is always hopeful and endures through every circumstance. Love never gives up, never loses faith, is always hopeful and endures through every circumstance. Now, there's a lot of times, and I've done this many, many times, where people say, well, insert your name where the name love is. And that's always cool to do because it's kind of a, if you reread it, you'd go like, David never gives up. David never loses faith. David is always hopeful. David endures through every circumstance. It's like, it's kind of a cool way to do it. But this morning when I was reading this portion, I thought, you know, I don't want to replace love with David because David's sometimes a dum-dum. That's me. So I want to replace it with God. And in replacing, since God is love, if I replace the word love with God, then this is God towards me. You have to understand what I'm saying here. In other words, God has a confidence in us. And people say, oh, God doesn't have any confidence in us. Really? He gave you the most important message for all humanity for you to share, and he doesn't have confidence in you? He made you an ambassador of the most important kingdom in the universe? And he doesn't have confidence in you? Sure he does. No, he doesn't have confidence in you for you can't save yourself, you can't do this. I mean, we're not talking about that. We're just talking about the general relationship between us and God once you're a Christian, once you are in the redeemed position through the blood of Jesus Christ, accessing that, given by grace, received by faith, trusting in the gospel truth. Once you're in that position, does God have a sense of confidence in you? Sure. Sure he does. He never gives up on us, right? He never loses faith that we are his kids in that sense. He's always hopeful for us in the sense that he knows we're going to pull through. And he helps us endure through every circumstance. Does God have confidence in you? Yeah. You hold the gospel, the message, a proclamation message that will actually last for all eternity in you. He gave that to you. He gave you an ambassadorship for you. You're his ambassador. He must think highly of you. He's going to spend eternity with you. Listen, you can say anything you want to me. You don't spend eternity with somebody you don't like. You got to be nuts.
God has confidence in you. What do you think of that? He probably has more confidence in you than you do. But you know what's great? He knows what you can do. He knows what you can't do. He knows what you're... He knows. And he's with you, and he loves you. He's on your side. Go into this weekend knowing that God is with you, and he's for you, he's on your side, and he loves you. Think those thoughts instead of all those other crummy thoughts. Okay, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California, taking a 70-hour break, and then we'll be back with more insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.